This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Today I'm talking with a revolutionary in San Francisco at the Glide Foundation. Mr. Williams, you were a Methodist minister in a parish until about just over a year ago, were you not?
That's right, I was. Serving in a parish in Kansas City, but now I'm in San Francisco working as consultant on community involvement at the Glide Foundation. When we came to San Francisco, I began immediately to work with what we call Citizens United Against Poverty so that we could begin to try to speak to bring about a more responsible and the majority of representation of the poor people on the Executive Council that we have here in San Francisco.
Are you saying that you helped to organize this Citizens United Against Poverty here in San Francisco?
Yes, I did. I worked very closely with a number of people in the community so that we could try to bring about a power force, an influential force in the community so that we could begin to help those who are in political decision-making offices realize that the poor people had to be represented, that they had to guide their destiny, that they had to say something about the things that hurt them and about the things that they wanted in life. And so what we did was to create this committee so that it could begin to become an influential segment of the community. And it did. And we won the battle.
Well, what was the battle then?
Well, the battle was whether or not we were going to have majority representation of the poor on the Executive Council, on the decision-making council.
Who's in charge of that council initially?
The mayor, of course. We had had in San Francisco what we call the mayor's plan, where the mayor was the one who made ultimate decisions. And now the mayor does not have that power. The poor people of the community have that power because they have majority representation on the council.
Because often when you get the war on poverty rolling in any community, it's the middle-class people who control it, and some middle-class people even get good jobs out of it, don't they?
That's very true, and we're going to make very sure that the middle-class people don't control it and that they don't get jobs. What we're concerned about is for once in life, the revolt that we have going on in the war on poverty program will say to the community that from now on, middle-class people must respond in a new way to the poor people of the community.
Well, how do middle-class people usually respond to poor people, as you've seen it? I mean, you're not really a poor person. You're a middle-class person, don't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, and what I've been doing along with a number of people is being benevolent, and we've let them be recipients. What we've done is made them recipients. Now we're saying that we want them to be participants, and this is what the poor people want to be. They don't want to be recipients. They want to be participants. And as a middle-class person, now I've got to say, from now on, that I must work desperately to make sure that they are participants. We've given baskets and run away. Let's not give any more baskets and run away. Let's go down and take the baskets. But let's say from now on, we want to work with you. They're not only hungry for food, they are hungry for a better way of life, a way of living in their homes, a better way of life in regards to the facilities that they have to respond to every day. They are very tired of the conditions in which they have to live. I was talking to a lady the other day who told me that there were rats that she had to face every morning, and she's getting tired of facing those rats and roaches. And from now on, we've got to provide better conditions for them.
Well, how are you going to deal with that particular problem of that woman, Mr. Williams?
Well, one thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to say to people, for instance, who own apartment homes and people who are landlords of these places where they live, that they're going to have to fix them up. We even have some rent strikes going on here in San Francisco, and we're saying to people, don't pay your rent, because if you pay your rent, then the landlords are going to continue to let you live in the kinds of conditions that you live. And from now on, we're asking people not to pay for their rent, and then landlords usually come in and fix them up. We've had 32 cases, and in every case, we won because the landlords came in and fixed up the places, and this is what we're trying to do.
The Reverend Cecil Williams, Methodist minister, speaking in his office at the Glide Foundation in San Francisco. This is Eric Robinson in California, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is made possible by the Methodist of this community. Presented as a public service of this station in cooperation with the National Council of Churches.